4CC. Now, I can just imagine him pirouetting at the moment and dancing along to that. It's Mayor of Glaston, Matt Burnett. Hello, Matty.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, Central Queensland.
It was a busy day across the region yesterday with all the Australia Day activities everywhere. I drove, there was just people everywhere.
What a day. What an awesome day. And the weather was great too. So, look, you know, we had our Millennium Esplanade, big family fun day. But, yep, of course, there was functions at Turkey Beach and in the Boyne Valley. And I know there was lots of other events right across the region as well. I know that Miriam Vale had some things going on, and it was, yeah, it was good.
Mount Larkham, Baroran, everywhere. Everywhere.
Absolutely.
It was awesome. Now, the Australia Day Awards, you made a little bit of an announcement with this yesterday on the show. But, look, well done to everybody that was nominated too. Tell us a little bit about the awards, mate.
Oh, look, yes, so they hosted the night before at the Entertainment Convention Centre. We did live stream them, so if anyone wants to go back and watch them, you can. There's a link there on our council's website and Facebook and things. But basically, we announced all our award winners, so... the Community Event Initiative Award, that was Agnes Blue's Roots and Rock Festival, got that. A Young Sports Person of the Year, Samara Littlemore, and then a whole bunch of other awards, including our Junior Citizen of the Year, our Young Citizen of the Year, is Aaron Yeh. And, of course, as I announced yesterday, Amber Rogers from Agnes Ward 1771, the was named the Citizen of the Year, and well-deserved too.
Yeah, definitely. Mate, what a shame about that. I was speaking to Amber yesterday as well, about the Blues Roots Festival and Agnes Water. This year, we're not going to have it.
I know. It's very sad, but I can announce with what I will see now. We've rolled the funding, or we will roll the funding over to the next year. So that'll come to a council meeting for a vote, but I know my fellow councillors will back that, and we'll roll the funding that we gave them for this year onto next year. So everyone listening in Agnes Water on 4CFM right now, you can be sure that the funding from this year's event will continue on for next year's event.
Well, the councillors have to vote for it now. You just told
them. Yeah, they do.
No, I'm sure that. Look, and well deserved too.
Message to my councillors from the Affordable Sea on the radio. Yeah. I had a conversation with them already. They are 100% behind it.
Yeah, I know, mate. I know. And yeah, let's hope 2023 is going to be a better year for events like this. You know, it's a shame. And look, go and support Agnes Water 1770, everybody. It was meant to be on the weekend of the 18th. There would have been a lot of cancellations of people that were going to travel from all over the state. And I'm sure there are some vacancies that will be available for that weekend. It's a beautiful spot. So go and support them, mate.
Absolutely. Now, I know a couple of events that are going ahead. We've got the Gladstone Harbour Festival, definitely happening at Easter time, and our Brisbane and Gladstone Yacht Race. And put in the diary for May, the 28th and the 29th, the Old Station Fly-In and Heritage Show is back. But that'll be a good one too.
Well, gee, that's good. All right, Matty, thank you. And we'll catch up again next week.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
927 4CC Mayor Matt Burnett there. Well done to everybody. The Australia Day Awards, good on you. Good on you. In good company. How was that with Dylan Allcott, named Australian of the Year? That was well deserved. And what a speech. 4CC, 7:24.